Good morning， 大家早。谢谢今天大家有空可以在这个星期天早上过来，大家来讨论这个今天的话题。那今天的话题是如何从失去的悲痛中重新出发。So thank you for coming this Sunday morning that we can come here and talk about and discuss about.I think what's a pretty important issue, and the issue or the topic is how to recover from loss. 那为什么我觉得这个 topic 很 important 呢？为什么这个 topic 很重要呢？我觉得因为这个在佛教里面啊，在佛教里面，第一个要学佛的第一个东西要学的，我想就是苦，那个四圣谛的第一谛。就是苦，那如果对苦不了解的话，智慧可能就不会产生，所以这个是我觉得为什么这个 topic 蛮重要的。 So why did I choose this topic today? I think this topic is important because in the very basic Buddhist teaching, in order to gain wisdom, one need to have some good understanding of Dukkha. Now, Dukkha is the first noble truth, and Dukkha is often translated as suffering. However, suffering may not be the best way to translate Dukkha, but suffering is the most common way to translate. So, without understanding suffering, it's hard for one to generate wisdom. 所以这个苦，就是苦跟智慧他们是相关的，是非常相关的，所以对苦不了解，智慧不会产生。那想要了解一下哈，今天在这边听演讲的各位，请问你们听到这个主题的时候，你们比较想要听到的是什么东西呢？ So just question, for those who are here today,I'm just wondering, before we start, I want to know what kind of discussion, what kind of topic are you interested in when you hear this topic? Any?
How we can get rid of, how to reduce suffering.
Okay.
When facing
loss. Okay. So one possible motive of coming here today is,How to face suffering. 所以这位居士说他今天来的其中一个目的是想要多了解怎么样可以面对我们的那个伤痛，怎么样面对我们的痛苦，这样子。Any other motivation? Any other interest why you're here today?I'm sure you don't want to just sit here and just keep hearing me talking today, right? How about you? Do you have any clue why you want to, what do you want to hear or talk about? Yeah? Okay, yes. How to deal with it? Yeah. So again, that's a very good question, right? How to deal with your loved one leave you? Because sooner or later, that will happen. So 这位居士说他想要多了解一下那个当我们的亲人或是心爱的人离开我们的时候，我们要怎么去接受面对。 I think, how many of you lost someone close to you? Just curious. So, plenty of you, and for those who did not lost loved one yet, believe me, that will happen to you. And when that happened, what do you do about it? Now, why do I choose this topic today also is that today is what, October 20th?October 20th. Did any of you remember what happened last year around end of October? Sandy，Sandy，所以为什么今天也讨论想要讨论这个话题，是因为大家我知不知道记得去年快要十月底的时候是那个桑迪风灾的时候，那在桑迪风灾的时候也是有很多人失去亲人、失去房子、失去家具、失去宠物。你能想象的失去都失去了。那去年的时候刚好也是有机会去那个桑迪赈灾，所以也有机会看到很多所谓的那个损失。那像譬如说这张相片就是其中一个两三天之后去桑迪的时候看到的。So the part of the reason why I choose this topic today is because Sandy was, this is almost an anniversary for Sandy, and right after Sandy, I actually had a chance to go out and do some relief work for Sandy. So we actually went to like Staten Island, Coney Island, Brooklyn, Seagate. So this is one of the pictures I took, which is very meaningful to me. I don't know, can you read what they said there? That's right. You can take our home, but you cannot take our heart, which is a very meaningful sentence, right after the Sandy disaster. 所以这边有张相片，就是有点代表我们今天要讲的一个这个重点哈，就是这是我去年在差不多两天之后桑迪风灾之后看到一间房子写的。你可以把我的房子拿走，但是你不能把我的心给拿走。这个好像不是很好的 translation， 那你们就将就一下哈。这个有人可以翻译的更好这样子。那这个是我想要大家用这句话来提醒我们自己吧，如果当面对无常的时候要怎么去面对它。那当然有很多不同面对的方式，那这一句话我觉得是一个蛮不错的开场白。那我今天要讲几个重点哈。第一个重点是我想讨论一下，有哪一种当我们讲失去的时候，所谓的失去有哪一些，然后当人失去的时候通常最普遍的心理反应是什么。 So there are several things I want to talk about, three things today. The first thing I want to talk about is what kind of losses people are dealing with usually. So in Buddhism we talk about impermanence. Now there are many different kinds of impermanence. Impermanence means change, but there are different kind of changes that can affect us. And also I want to talk about common emotional reaction that people will have when they lost something. Then we will discuss what are the common ways of dealing with losses. Not really just from a Chan perspective, but in general, what can people do to deal with loss? And the third thing is how to help someone who's grieving. What are things to say when someone lost someone, and what are things maybe you shouldn't say when someone's dealing with loss? Sounds good? Okay, sounds good. 所以这个今天三个主题，第一个主题就是有什么样的，我们人生有什么样的那种最常见的苦，最常见的那个最常会失去什么东西，然后我们的心理反应。那第二个是当我们失去东西的时候，我们怎么样去面对它，那怎么样去恢复。那第三个重点是怎么样去帮助你，如果有亲朋好友失去什么东西，亲人爱人或是有失去什么东西的时候，你们怎么样去帮助这个人。所以这是今天的三个主题 OK 吗？ OK。 Are you guys all meditating? 哎，By the way, I'm not one of those Dhamma speaker or a speaker in general that just to let you guys sit there and just meditate. I'm gonna like get you, so don't sit too comfortably. 所以我跟其他的讲师不太一样，我很喜欢跟那个听众有那个。有交谈嘛，要交谈，因为这个东西不交谈是死的，你也不用听我讲了，我就 PowerPoint 寄给你们， 你们就回家自己看就好了，对不对？所以其实有很多时候学习是要互动的，要交谈，所以我会鼓励大家，如果有什么意见的话，请尽量跟我那个，我们来大家交流一下，因为毕竟你，我可以教你一点什么，你也可以教我一点什么，应该是这样子，学习是这样子。那我们来讲第一个主题哈，有哪一种在我们人生上有哪一种损失？有哪一种损失？失去有很多种嘛，失去有很多种。那你我们常见的失去有哪一种？那失去之后我们的情绪反应是什么？ So the first topic we want to focus on is what are the kinds of losses that people has to deal with, and what are the common types of emotional reaction that people will need to face.So, how many of you are familiar with the First Noble Truth? Ah, great. So, how many types of dukkha did we talk about in the First Noble Truth? Do you know? Suffering. Under First Noble Truth, there are 8 types of suffering. How many of you remember the 8 types?Huh? Loss of a loved one. 因憎会. That's in English, what does that mean? That's 因憎会. 那我开始讲怎么讲中文还有英文 huh? 爱别离苦因憎会求不得 right? So,还有生老病死四个，然后最后是五蕴之受，五蕴皆对，五蕴之生苦。Okay, so in the First Noble Truth, they talk about different types of suffering. The first 4 is easy, right? Birth, aging, right, and illness and death, right? So that covers a whole bunch of our losses already, right? And then you have IBLE means separating from the loved one, right? And then you have wanting something but cannot keep it, I guess. That's another way of saying it. And then there's having something you cannot keep it and wanting something but you cannot have it. So those are all different types of dukkha. Then the last one is probably the most significant one. It's really... One way to describe the last one, we often say, is the dukkha of the self, the dukkha of wanting to have a fixed sense of self. So that's more subtle. That's more subtle. Okay. But after all the dukkhas are related to losses in some way, some form or the other. So, 所以刚才我们讲到那个八苦啊，八苦里面有生老病死、爱别离、憎生会、求不得，还有那个五蕴之生苦、啊、这几个其实都已经涵盖在我们所很多这个所有很多的生命的损失这样子生命的损失。那像这一个这张图就你可以看一下所谓苦啊所谓苦啊用讲的很简单对不对我们刚才讲这个苦我们都了解爱别离憎生会生老病死用讲的是非常容易的。但看到跟讲到是两回事，看到跟讲到是两回事。像这张图，大家看得出来是什么东西吗？啊？但是原本是什么，你知道吗？原本是一个房子啊，那个水冲完了之后变这样子。So you know what this is for those who aren't sure? This is a picture of a house right up to Sandy.So, it's very easy to talk about impermanence. Very easy to talk about losses. However, seeing and talking about it is two different things. So that's one thing I think we want to pay attention to is, a lot of time when we learn Buddhism, we say impermanence is important. But, I mean, it's not just cognitively important. Like, talking about it's easy. But facing impermanence, it's a whole different level of story. So it's very, very important, to notice. In fact, when Buddha is interested to study the way, what motivated him to go out in the first place? When he was Buddha basically is a rich kid, right, having a good life. One day he decided to go out of town, take a look, and then he saw someone who's dying, and then he asked his attendants, "Oh, what's that?" "Oh, my master, that's called death." "Oh, what's that?" "My master, that's called sickness." Now, do you think that Buddha was so dumb that he doesn't know what sickness means or what death means? No, right? The reason why he was asking those questions is because he was shocked, right? Again, intellectually understanding and experientially are two very different things. 所以那个当佛陀当初想要出去学道的时候, 他也是经历类似的情形啊, 就是他一辈子过得都非常好, 然后有一天出去城门, 看到有人生病, 看到有人死掉, 然后他就问他侍者, 诶, 这是什么? 主人, 这是死, 诶, 这是什么? 主人, 这是生病, 这不是说他不知道什么是生病, 什么是死, 而是说, 他看到了的那个感觉让他非常的震惊，非常的震惊。 所以这个是一个motivate him， 就是他为什么会想要去成佛学道，就是为了要帮助大家来面对这个人生的事实。 So that's what motivated Buddha. And, you know, he had a good life and he saw death and dying. He realized everyone will experience it. And guess what? He's motivated. He's motivated to help people to deal with it. So that's how Buddhism started, really, right? Facing impermanence, facing death. So I hope this topic today can also motivate you to sort of understand deeper what does it mean to have an impermanent in life and how do we deal with it. So Kinds of losses. Let's talk about some of the losses that people may have that we know or are familiar with. So, 我们现在来讨论一下你们最常听见的那个失去有哪一种? 大家都有失去嘛?有失去什么东西? 大家最常听见失去有什么? 亲人还有什么? 朋友? 钱财? 钱财很重要。 钱财非常重要，那个 Wall Street 2008年的时候，大家钱就忽然不见了，那个钱就是命啊，钱不见命就少了一半，对不对？钱财、亲人、健康啊，健康是非常重要的，健康是非常重要的。你有钱没有用啊，有钱没有健康是没有用的，真的是没有用的。有钱没有健康，你知道我们说是什么？就是给你一间好一点的加护病房而已啊。 就是这样子，你可以有钱买去买好一点加护病房，那还有失去什么？青春，您有思念过吗？青春啊，离婚啊，房子，对，离婚，这个是蛮美国很常见的，50%的人都会离婚啊，50%都会离婚，所以婚姻也是一个问题，还有嘞。 名利，哦，对对对，反正人一辈子很多人不是要钱就是要利嘛，对不对？最好是名利双收嘛，对不对？所以损失名或利的时候都会让人家很难过，对。还有嘞，青春啊，青春，赶快，你们两个都是跟青春有关的啊。 还有啊，这个比较精神上的，不是外在的东西可以失去而已，还有就是内在自信、自尊，对，自信、自尊，还 工作非常重要。其实工作、爱情啊，这两个啊，你只要失去其中一个啊，你人就已经可以非常的那个不稳定了。那像我们这做这一行业啊，你通常啊，一个健康的人生啊，我们说啊，是要工作要稳定，爱情要稳定，或是婚姻稳定。So for those English speaker, we're having a good time chatting. And let me just translate a little bit. We were discussing about what kind of losses are common. So we mentioned a few. Friends, right, loved one, marriage, youth, money, health. Can you think of any other? Reputation? Your dog. Ah, pets. You know what? Pets are just like family members. Believe it or not, pets are actually as important. And how do we know this? How do we learn this? We learn it in hard way, right? During which year? Do you remember which year we had, New York City had a disaster and people won't leave? Is it New York City? Oh, no. New Orleans. New Orleans had a big flood and people won't leave, won't go to shelter because the pets. So we learned the hard way, right? People rather risk their life for their pets, which, believe me, pets are important, especially if you live by yourself. When you live by yourself, your pets are your next best friend. Right? Any other losses that you think it's common? Huh? Ah, excellent answer. Yes, that is something very hard to adjust. Losing eyesight, losing your arms, losing your limbs. Okay, those are handicap, right? Handicap is something very hard to adjust. Very hard to adjust. So we have talked about a whole bunch of losses. Just a quick review. So here are the loss of person. That's the most common one. Divorce. We talk about job loss, loss of your good health. Loss of everything familiar when you moved away. That's the less subtle one. When you move to a new environment, believe it or not, you're losing something. It is pretty challenging for immigrants, by the way. I think many of us are immigrants here. It is pretty challenging to move to another country because you're losing a lot of familiar things. 所以这个还有一些比较我们刚才讲的、啊、比较除了离婚啊、健康啊，还有一个有些比较重要跟我们移民比较有关的就是到一个新环境啊，到一个新环境的时候，也是一种损失哦。就是我们会失去很多旧的亲人朋友，不是亲人，就是旧的朋友、旧的餐厅啊、旧的朋友圈子啊。这个其实都是一个蛮挑战性，就是人生会需要面对的。那这些损失是快还是慢呢？有些快，有些慢，有些是非常的怎么样？惊讶，让你非常惊讶，一下就忽然发生。那有些是慢慢来哦。那哪一个比较好？都不好，对不对？慢有慢的不好，快有快的不好，两个都不好。对，我们如果东西都可以不用变，当然是最好。但是学佛第一个要了解的就是东西永远都会在变。那这个题材对我今天非常的有帮助哦。因为那个我昨天啊起床啊兴高采烈的要去打球啊，然后去地下室拿球鞋的时候一踩，诶，怎么有水呢？再往下踩，完蛋，地下室整个在淹水。昏倒，我就想说我明天还要讲这个演讲了。Deal with losses, yes. 所以那个整个地下室就是水，为什么呢？因为我那个水管啊爆裂，然后水就一直进来一直进来一直进来。所以完全就是哇手忙脚乱，所以整天就是在清理水。So losses have many types. Losses have many types. I happened to encounter loss myself yesterday. I was ready to get up.Go down my basement. I step on the floor. I was like, how come my socks become wet? Then when I walk a few more steps, like, oh, now my basement's flooded because the pipes burst. The pipes burst. So I have water everywhere. Water everywhere. So talking about losses, that is just a perfect example. Things comes when you're least expected. Now, what do you think is the first reaction people have when they face all this? What are the common reactions, the most common first reaction people might have? Crying? Well, I did not cry.
Whining.
Yeah, that comes later. Whine and cry. Sometimes people cry right away, of course. Yes, cry, whine. Yeah. Huh?
Anger.
Yes, anger is a very common reaction. Anger. What else? What do you think is the fear? Fear? Ah, right. For me, yeah. Yeah, well, worry, fear, right? What else? Yeah. Huh? So she's like, why me, right? Why me? Which is common. Why me, right? And some people's like, man, I must have bad karma, you know, if you're Buddhist. Oh, man, what did I do last week? You know, did I do something bad? So now karma's coming back to me, right? So it's like a 很多不同的情绪反应啊。那我现在讲一个比较常见的一个 model。 常见的一个 model， 我们其实在那个心理学界有好几个不同种的一个所谓的 model， 就是说常见的心理反应，我们会归类，但这个归类不是说就是一定要这样，而是说这是最常见的，我们只是把大家的反应全部把它说统一起来。统一起来，让大家大概知道什么最常见的反应有哪些。但是在讲这个 model 之前，我们先就是对这个有几个字的意义要稍微了解一下。So in psychology, we often have models that can explain what are the most common reaction people may have when they lost something that's important. And before we move into the details of the model, I would like to explain a little bit or the common terms that we have for losses. Now, there are three terms related to each other. Three terms. And the first term is bereavement. You heard that term before? Bereavement. The second term is grief. And the third term is mourning. So, just curious, what are those three terms mean to you? Grief, bereavement, mourning. What are the differences of those three? Any clue? Yeah? Ah, okay. Mourning is more ritual, okay. Very close. Good. Bereavement, I would state a little bit differently. Bereavement is related to counseling. All three are related to counseling. But bereavement is more like describing a state of loss. So let's say you went through divorce, right? And right now you're in bereavement, right? That is, right now you're divorced. So that's a state that you're in. That's called bereavement. A state of loss that you're in, we call that bereavement. Grief is the emotional reaction towards the loss. So that's the common definition, grief, the emotional reaction. Mourning would be, as what you say, rituals. Yes, that's correct. But mourning is also the behaviors that people perform related to grief. So grief is more emotional, whereas mourning is more behavioral. Right? It's like what you do and how you feel, basically. So those are the three terms that we just make sure we understand what we're talking about here. 所以那个有三，这个在英文啊，这个失落有三个字，那中文比较难，那个难翻哦。bereavement 通常最常翻可能就是失落、伤痛，那就是你有丧失东西或是丧亲的时候，通常我们叫做 bereavement， 我们叫 bereavement。那 grieve 就中文就是翻成悲伤，悲伤。那 mourn 或 mourning 就是翻成哀悼，哀悼。那基本上这三个字很类似哦。第一个字失落的意思是就是处于一个所谓就是一个状态，你在一个失落的状态，我们通常用 bereavement。那悲伤通常是你对失落的一个情绪反应，我们叫做悲伤。那第三个那个哀悼是一个这个悲伤的那个行为的一个行为的表现，我们叫做哀悼。所以这三个是有它的分别在。那个在我们这行一个蛮有名的是那个 Kubler-Ross， 他就讨论到就是最常见的一个那个反应，情绪反应。当我们失去挚爱至亲的东西的时候，我们有些情绪反应。那这个情绪反应，有时候这些情绪反应当然是对人来针对哦，但是有时候动物也会有类似的反应哦。譬如说啊，他们有看过啊，那个猴子啊，你们知道猴子都是成群结党的嘛，对不对？成群结党的，那猴子会有猴王。对，猴王旁边有一堆猴子，对不对？有，你们有去动物园看过吗？猴王、猴子，那猴王还很凶啊，那猴王还很凶、啊。但那个猴王啊，每一段时间就要被换掉，每一段时间就要换掉。年轻的会把旧的给踢开，那你知道那个老的被踢开的时候他是怎么样子吗？猴王是什么样的反应？是动物嘛？会有什么反应？你觉得老猴王会有什么反应？啊？老猴王会怎么样？啊？悲伤啊？对啊，他们就看到老猴王一个人在那边蹲在旁边，这样很伤心的哦。所以你连看动物啊，失去东西都会很难过、啊、所以人就更不用说了，人就更不用说。那他这个 model 啊，这个 Kubler-Ross model 是他怎么样去发展他呢？是因为他长期跟那个所谓我们的那个末期啊，癌末或是生病的末期的人去相处久了，他看到有一些很常见的一些情绪反应，所以他就把它归类起来。那他这个情绪反应呢，不是说你一定要第一个才会有第二个才会有第三个，有时候你可能有好几个没有，有可能因为他总共就讲了五个，讲了五个，但是不是说一定是一二三四五，不一定是这样子，只是最常见的。So Kubler-Ross model is probably the most common, I mean most lay people even know about this model, whichShe offered a 5-stages model. The way she developed this model was that she worked with terminally ill patients for many years. So she saw often how people, when they are about to die, what kind of emotional reaction they tend to have. So that's how she developed this model. But later on, this model is applied to many other areas, such as divorce, or such as losing a house, or even applied to kids.Who lost their parents, for example. So it's applied in many different areas. Now, the model proposes different emotional reaction, but it does not mean that you have to go through one in order to go to the next one. It's more that these are the common feeling people may have. Sometimes you might jump stages. I mean, although she presented in stages, it does not mean you have to go through every stage.So what you think is the first stage that she sees people have? Like what's the most possible emotional reaction people may have when they lost something that's important? The most possible, very first initial reaction. Like what the first thing people would say? Shocked, right? Shocked. right? That is probably the most common first reaction people will have. Shocked. And right after shocked, guess what people will, how people will feel right away? Sad? No, actually no. The moment you are shocked, the very first thing you want to protect yourself from the shockness is what? Denial. Shock, denial. Right. Good, very good. So that's the very first thing people will try to do. It's like they got shocked, then they try to sort of pretend nothing's happened. They numb themselves. That's right. Right? So the very first one is the feeling of I'm fine, right? I'm okay. 所以第一个最常见的反应呢，就是他看到，当我们听到坏消息的时候，最常见的第一个反应是惊吓，就是吓到，被吓到。然后为了因为被吓到，所以想要保护自己，所以保护自己就会开始比较不承认，或者是把自己麻痹。所以我们就是所谓 denial， 就是譬如说，哦。 一切都很好，一切都很好，没事的，没事的。所以就像我昨天啊，看到水已经在我的地下室在那边流来流去的时候，我第一个反应是，哦，没关系，只是小问题，一定是没什么问题的，已经没什么问题的。然后再继续走下去，I got even more shocked. very common reaction. And what do you think right after you're shocked? Right after you try to pretend nothing happened, what do you think is the next common reaction people have? What kind of emotion? Well, usually, yes, we will feel sad, but usually you don't feel sad right away. You're like pissed off, right? You're like pissed. You're like, why did this happen to me? Right? So when I see the water, at first I'm shocked. Then I'm like, holy cow, this is not good. And when you're pissed, you start to, what? Try to blame people, right? Blame people. So the first thing about is shocked, right? So that's just, again, the first stage is shocked, right? The idea is that you try to numb yourself, right? You're overwhelmed. And then the next one is anger. Anger. Why me? It's not fair. You start blaming others. 所以那个刚才第一个反应是惊吓，然后再来就是那个逃避啊，denial可能比较逃避，denial是那个否认啊，否认。惊吓与否认之后，好像再怎么否认那个坏消息还在那边，你就开始生气了，生气啊。 然后再开始怨天尤人了，为什么这个会发生在我身上？一定是别人的错，哎，这个是一个非常常见的反应，非常常见的反应。Why me? It's not fair, right? Blaming others. So I start to blame my contractor who did my house 8 years ago. You know, I'm like, I'm gonna call this guy. You didn't do it right. That's why I'm having a flood here, right? Then, and this can happen not just again. This can happen with. Not just losing a loved one. It could be also happen, let's say you break up with someone. You know, you have a relationship, right? Your girlfriend say, let's break up. You're like, what? I thought I'm a good boyfriend, right? And next thing you know, you're like pissed, right? Oh, she's bad. Right? She's not a very good girl. Then guess what the next thing you will do with your girlfriend? Let's say the girlfriend want to break up with you or your wife want to break up with you. What do you think is the next thing you try to do? That's common. Challenger? Yeah, that might not be too good. 你失去青春了嘛，对不对？ It is sort of like challenge, but it's a little different. 所以第一，这个不是只是失去亲人的一个 model， 是失去任何重要东西都是同样的一个 model. 譬如说那个你有男女朋友的关系也是一样，你第一开始你的 女朋友说我要跟你分手，你第一个反应可能是惊吓，哎，我好像我这么好的男朋友，你怎么可以离开我呢？那第二个反应就是开始生气了，一定是你不好，是你不好才要抛弃我。那第三个反应，你最常见是什么呢？你觉得 ？After you're like pissed off at her， after you're feeling shocked, what do you think is the third common reaction people have? You curse them. Oh, you're still at the second stage. Yeah, that's after you curse. you're not good. You're the worst girl I ever met. Yeah? Ah. Sort of. But the next thing you would say is, can we still be friends? Right? Well, can I be boyfriend, girlfriend, but can we still be friends? Right? Bargaining. Bargaining. Right? That's the third thing that people do. Now, how does bargaining work? Let's say if you have terminally ill, the bargaining becoming you're bargaining with God. God, if I do so and so, if I do XYZ, can you let me have another 3 months to live? That's the a mental thing that we do. 所以那个第三个反应啊，是讨价还价，就是在你生气过后，你就会跟你的女朋友说：“哎呀，我知道我们不能成男女朋友，那可不可以至少成为朋友？” By the way, that usually doesn't work too well either. From boyfriend to friend, things get really complicated, right? But it's doable, right? 所以第三个反应是讨价还价。 So bargaining is the most common thing that people do. 那讨价还价在那个譬如说你有得癌症的时候啊，是就是譬如说啊菩萨啊或是神啊，我如果下再多做一些事情啊，你可不可以让我多活几个月？所以这是这种一个心理的一个反应哦。那当然。 这些都过后之后，你会发觉，不管你怎么想、怎么要求、怎么做，都是没有用的。当没有用的时候，下一个反应是什么？最常见的呢？如果 when everything fails, then what do you think is the next most common feeling people have? Well, give up. But what is the emotion that comes along with the giving up? Depression, sadness, sad, right? That's probably the most common reaction. You feel sad, right? You feel sad. 所以在什么都试过之后，讨价还价啊，生气啊，悲伤啊，惊吓过后啊，最后一个最重要的反应啊，其实就是那个伤心啊，或是忧虑啊，或是忧虑。那这个。 这个就是那这个有时长有时短，不是每个人都不一定哦，每个人都不一定哦。那譬如说会很残酷啊，那个反正人伤心的时候能做的事情还蛮多的。那个譬如说悲伤啊，不吃不喝啊，都这个都是有可能哦。然后譬如说想自杀的念头啊，这些都会有可能。So when people are sad, there are many different behaviors that people do that reflect to depression. So the common thing that people do when they're sad is they don't do anything they're interested in, that they cry all day long, they think about they're going to kill themselves, or sometimes they're really sad, they want to kill themselves and others. I mean, you heard that, right? And as well as not eating, not sleeping right. So this is all sort of part of the sadness, the package of sadness. What's the last thing? Only the last thing that's after all this, if you can sit through all this emotion, if you're able to sit through all this emotion, then you can start to what? Accept. Yeah. All right. So the first four thing I would say is part of the face it. Alright, when Sifu said face it, accept it, deal with it, let it go. I would say the first four things are what you need to face. Right. What you need to face. Now how many of you heard the term complicated bereavement? Any of you heard that before? Complicated bereavement. Yeah. These are people who got stuck in losses for a really long time. For a really long time. That's why in our field we call that complicated bereavement. Usually this takes time. But we more or less have certain amount of time. But there are some people who just say goodbye forever. They just cannot, they can never accept. When people can never accept, we call that complicated bereavement. For example, there are a mother who lost their son for 3 years, but they still keep the son's room exactly the same, right? They're saying goodbye forever. So we call that. They never reach the last stage. They never reach the last stage. And the reason why, the simpler way of saying why they never reach the last stage is because they got stuck on one of those stages. They got stuck. When I say they got stuck, is that there's difficulty facing the emotions that you have to go through. Right? When you sort of do, and when you have difficulty not able to face the emotion you have to go through in the first four stages, it's hard for you to move on to the next stage, which is the acceptance. So face it is actually pretty important. I know we always want us, we Zen practitioner like to say, just let it go, right? Let it go. Well, you know, there are three things before let it go, right? That's what Sifu say, right? There are three things before let it go. 所以我说那个师父有讲过啊，面对、接受、处理、放下。面对啊，可能这前面四个的 stage就是在面对啊。你要面，当你失去东西的时候，你有很多不同的情绪，你要去面对。 所以这个面对不是一个很简单的，不是嘴巴讲讲就过了。那个面对是需要花功夫的，花功夫的。所以只有面对很多不同种的情绪之后，你才有办法去接受，所以这个，那在我们这个学术界有一个叫做那个 complicated bereavement， 那就是那个中文要怎么翻，我是不太会翻了。但是就是当你那个哀悼。 或是丧失太复杂化的时候，也不是叫复杂化，就是有些人会花太多的时间在这个前面四个反应的时候，我们就叫做 complicated bereavement， 就是他没办法去面对这种需要面对的一些情绪反应。 So only from acceptance, we can start to learn something, right? Wisdom starts when acceptance starts coming in, right? When acceptance starts coming in. Here are some of the common conceptions about grief and loss. 我们来做一些那个机制问答一下啊，这个是有些人最常想的一些 idea， 有一些概念，大家听到失去啊，或者是丧亲或丧失的时候，一个最常见的一些 idea。那第一个问题啊，我们很多人会觉得 you will get over it， 就是你会那个。 会过去的，不是，但是英文说 you will get over 的不是说只是你会过去，你会熬过去的，对，那你觉得这是对还不对呢？对，不对，好，对，你会熬过去的，啊，那所以说对的请举手，那不对的请举手。 So, will you get over it? You will get over it. The answer is really false. Okay. You will, I think a better way to explain it is you will feel like your old self again, but you will most likely change in some way. And this, I can only explain this especially if you actually lost someone before. If you lost someone before, then you kind of understand what I'm talking about. You will get back, like, I lost my father last year, and eventually, yes, I came back to my old self. But just because I came back to my old self, I know there's something that changed me. That event changed you in some way. So yes, it will pass, if that's what you meant, but it will change you in some way. And that's something it's hard to pinpoint, but you know it's somehow changed you. I think one way to conceptualize that is sort of, have you seen the tree? Tree has the tree rings, right? So losing someone sort of become part of your ring, right? It become part of you, right? And this is not just about losing the loved one. This is could be anything, you know, losing your first love in high school, maybe. You know how some guys say they never get over with their first ex? The same concept, right? It's like they become part of you. It's hard to let go. So that is what, so you will get over it is not the best way to describe it. Right? Losing, now filling a blank is the worst sorrow of all. Now, can you fill in a blank? What do you think is the worst? Can someone fill in a blank? 失去, 什么东西是 最难过的, yeah. Right, okay. Right, because a child has such a potential to live a long time, right? And so yes, losing a child is a very bad thing. Oh, we have to get a few more answers before we move on. Yes. Well, those are big things. I mean, especially how they suicide. Yeah. Yeah. Sure, those are all, yes, those are so serious stuff. And the fact you mentioned that the loved one suicide, those are big. Those are hard to deal with. When your loved one suicide, that's a shocker. That's a shocker for many people. That's a shocker. And people can, and it's hard to understand why people suicide because, I mean, I came and cut myself, and it hurts, you know, let alone killing myself. One of the worst stories I ever heard is that someone was complaining that they want to kill themselves for years. That he said so much that people's like, hey, why don't you just do it? You know, like because he's like, you know, you're just keep talking about it. Now one day he decided to do what? You know, one day he decided to drink the gasoline. Drink gasoline, then set yourself on fire. That is probably one of the worst I've ever heard. Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna kill yourself, you kill yourself. But this is not even killing yourself. This is called torture. All right, this is just torture. Right? 所以那个刚才这位居士说，那个最难过的可能是自杀，尤其是你的亲人自杀，或者是被你的亲人被那个政府枪毙掉，或者是那个死刑啊，这个都是非常难接受的。Now. Losing a child, losing someone. Do you think those are, is there any other worse than that? Losing your dream? Ah, very important. You know, losing your dream is almost like a social death. Right? There's the actual death. Then there's the sort of the social death, right? When you don't have dreams anymore, you don't even know what to live for anymore. So that is really bad, right? That is really bad as well. So what is the worst? Losing hope? Well, the truth is there's no such thing as the worst. Everything can be the worst, depending who you are. Okay? So there's no such thing as losing blah, blah, blah is the worst. Because what's the worst is very personal. For you, losing the dream is the worst. For that person, losing a dream is just like, oh, whatever. Right? So it's very personal and subjective. Personal and subjective. So the point is not to compare what's the worst. The point is what's the worst to you that you should know. You should know what's the worst to you.
所以这个另外一个迷思啊，是常常人家会说哦，失去这个的话是最难过的。失去这个的话是最难过的，但其实没有所谓失去什么是最难过的。什么是最难过是很非常个人的，离婚对你来讲是最难过的，但是离婚对他来讲可能是最快乐的。所以这个是没有一定的，所以
so nothing is permanent, right? Divorce for him is the worst, but divorce for her is the happiest thing. So there is no such thing as the worst, right? For everyone. Here's another question. It is best to do grief work alone. Choose the fourth.
那个另外一个常见的观念是，你如果悲伤的话，自己要从自己悲伤要自己来。
自己躲起来，自己一个人来处理面对。 Ultimate 是你觉得哪个比较好？就是一个人躲起来呢，还是有那个有人如果在旁边的话，会比较有帮助。
如果善知识，对对对，这倒是没错。有时候你心情很难过，你再去跟朋友聊天，聊完之后更难过，这个这是有可能的。但是如果以统计学来讲的话，那个通常啊，当一个人有困难的时候啊，他如果有一个好的
social support， 那个社交系那个这个什么系那个 social support 就是一个系一个有一个系统性的，我好像中文越来越差啊。 social support， 那支持有旁边的支持啊，有家人亲人的支持，应该这样讲啊，有家人亲人的支持，平均上的反应绝对是比孤单老人好。譬如说我有一个之前一个个案就是长期照顾妈妈。 照顾了二三十年，每天都去看他妈妈，在那个养老院。但是他有一天忽然出去买个东西，20分钟出去之后回来，妈妈就过世了。哇，他不知道多难过，那因为之前都有个妈妈可以照顾，那之后就开始一个人住，也没什么朋友，因为他个性孤僻嘛，没什么人住之后就马上非常严重的忧郁症。 非常容易的，就是一个人住之后，因为没有家人亲人，所以家人亲人朋友还是有他们的。虽然说有时候他们讲的话可能不是最安慰了，但是在旁边还是有帮助的，在旁边还是有帮助啊。那安慰的话不是每个人都会讲，但是总是有比没有好。有时候，反正我老婆也常常说我不会安慰人啊，所以这也是这个，但是还是有嘛，有苦劳。
没有功劳也是有苦劳，反正就在旁边嘛，对不对？So statistically
speaking, when someone have good social support, they usually do better than people who don't. During a disaster time, or during a loss. So this question, this is also a misconception, right? Connection with others are a lot more important. Now, here's another question. Grief is very personal. Keep it to yourself. That's related to our third question. 这个悲伤啊，是非常的个人的，就是让自己，就是保留在自己心中就好了，保留在自己心中就好。这是对还是错？也是错的哈，这也是错的。So again, that's another misconception. A lot of time, the best thing. That you can do for grief or for trouble, for discussion, for problem in general. When something bothers you, sharing in general
will help you more than just keep it to yourself. And this is something very important. Talking to someone often can be very helpful. Sharing can be very helpful. Not so much because another person will help you. That's not the point. The more important point is when you share your feeling, you get to hear your own feeling, right? That's the point, right? When you talk about your own feeling, you get to hear your own feeling. Then you have a better awareness about what's going on in your head. You'd be surprised. Sometimes what come out of your mouth is something that you don't necessarily agree upon, right? And so that's why we say sharing is a good thing to do sometimes, or actually very good thing to do, very good thing. 所以那个悲伤的时候啊，有时候或是我们有难过的时候啊，有时候把那个心情说出来是非常重要的。说出来不是说，那像我们老中有很多时候是不喜欢把心事讲出来啊。 然后台语还要心事谁人知啊，对对，那个心事没人知啊，那个其实有时候讲出来是蛮重要，因为讲出来的重要最重要原因啊，是可以让自己听到自己，因为我听到自己的时候，所以那个反思的功能会更强，反思那个自省的功能会更强。那当然讲出来也沟比较容易沟通，很多时候啊，那个我们人与人之间会有 conflict 啊，就是 我是这样想，但是其实你是这样想，但是又大家不拿出来讲，所以就是误会会越来越深。所以这个东西讲出来是非常重要的，非常重要的。And here's the one last conception. No one else can really help you. 没有人可以帮助你. Truth or false? False, right? False, yeah, all right. Right. It's not that no one can help you, but it's more that the support can help you to accept something, right? It's true we have to face it, we have to accept it, but we can face it with someone next to us, and we can accept something with someone next to us. So it's like a 很多时候有人会觉得说啊，是个失去，没有人可以帮助你啊，这个也不是正确的哈。那个，在这个就跟我前面讲的那个两个的 misconception 是一样的，就是当我们悲伤的时候，你的那个旁边的亲人家、亲人朋友，还是有他们一定的重要性在旁边的，所以不要尽量不要把自己封闭自己，尽量不要封闭自己。 因为这个是一个蛮重要的一个观念哦，有很多像有时候我们在那个看到，比如说朋友或家人失去亲人啊，就会把自己都封闭起来了，封闭起来了。那这个有时候不是最健康的，有时候不是最健康。当然有时候我们需要时间独处，但是你如果一直把自己封闭起来的话，这个长期来讲 不会对你有更好的帮助。So sometimes one thing people like to do when they are under grief is that they like to be alone. They like to isolate themselves. Now, periodically, we do need time for ourselves, but if you do this consistently, then it will make things more complicated for you to do your grief work. So from here, let's just brainstorm a little bit. What are the common things that people do to recover from loss? Okay. How do you recover from yourself when this has happened to you? Right, this is another picture I took last year during Sandy. So, yeah, what do you do? How do you recover? Well, clean up, right? You're very practical, yes. Clean up is important. But how to clean up your mind, that's also a challenge, right? 所以我们现在来讲一下有什么方法，我们当我们遇到悲难，当我们有这么多不同的情绪反应的时候，我们有什么方法来面对与接受，就像这个 这是我去年桑迪风灾几天之后照到的相片啊。当这个发生在你身上的时候，请问一下你要怎么去面对，怎么样去接受。但看照片跟本人在现场还是不一样的。我只能说有时候去做这种那个救难的工作，对我个人是学到非常的多。因为我们讲学佛是学无常啊，那个无常当然用看书本的无常跟看现场的无常是非常非常非常不一样的，非常不一样的。但然后你看到这种情景的时候，你就会开始觉得说啊，原来你觉得一切都是自然都 OK 的，可以在下一秒就什么都不见了，真的是可以下一秒钟什么都没有，什么都不见了。那当这个在你身上发生的时候，你要怎么去面对接受？So, again, I think, as I mentioned earlier, it's always easy to talk about impermanence, but when you see impermanence in front of your eye, it's very different, very different. So I personally learn a lot when I go out to do relief work. When I personally put myself in front line and see what's going on out there, it will wake me up in the sense that time is precious. Time is more precious than you think. Right now, I'm standing here,thinking that, hey, I'm going to, you know, live for another 10 years. I don't know that. I might just walk out and who knows what's going to happen, you know. Buddha might want to see me and I say, hey, Buddha, here I come, right? I mean, so it's very shocking and very unpredictable, a lot more unpredictable than what we think. So here are some of the common ways that people do to recover from loss.The first thing that you should know is you are responsible for your own grief process. Now, what I mean by this is that, yes, we do need help from people. They can accompany us, but ultimately, the true peace is from inside of you, not outside of you. So that's what I meant by responsible, right? So we can get as many help as we can, but ultimately,The true peace is inside of you, not outside of you. So that's what I meant by responsible. And no one, and here's another important point, no one can tell you how to grieve. Okay? No one should tell you how to grieve. Yeah, no one tell you how to feel. Yeah, when your friend tell you how you should feel, that's for her, not for you. 第一个最重要的是你要知道第一个重点是这个面对无常啊，面对无常。虽然说我们可以有亲朋好友的那个精神上的支持，但是最终真正的支持要来自你的心里，来自你自己的心里，这个是非常重要的。就是没有人可以替你把悲伤转换掉，没有人，你只有你自己可以把你的悲伤转换掉。那为什么学佛要学苦呢？这个也是很重要的，因为。苦虽然说遇到的时候感觉不好，但是苦是智慧的来源，是智慧的来源。所以学佛就是学怎么样把苦转换成智慧。那这个是没有人可以替你做的，是只有你可以把自己生命的挑战转换成生命的智慧，这是你自己需要。那是什么的智慧呢？无常的智慧，对不对？无我的智慧，这个是学佛要知道无常无我的。那这些经验会让你学习到无常无我跟苦三法印，对不对？三法印。Another thing that you should do to help you is to remind yourself that your grief process has a purpose. Doesn't matter you're Buddhist or not. The process has a purpose. And what do you think is the purpose?To get, well, for Buddhists, the purpose is to gain wisdom. Now, how about for a Christian? I'm not Christian, that's why. Any of you are Christian here? Even though we're in a Zen Chan temple. Again, there's purpose. And this is something you want to remind yourself. My experience has certain purpose.And what that purpose is, you need to find out. 所以第二个重点是你要提醒自己啊，这些悲伤的过程 这些悲伤的过程，它有它的一定的意义的，它有它的一定的意义的。对佛教徒来讲，它的意义是让我们产生慈悲与智慧。但是对譬如说天主教徒或是基督教徒，这个痛苦也是有意义的。那你们觉得对天主教徒或是基督徒最常听到的意义是什么？让他坚强，或是考验上帝对你的考验。对，就是这样，上帝要 test 你的那个对他的信仰。这个好像看那个 Life of Pi 里面就有嘛，他不是在船上那个 大风大雨的时候，这是神对你的考验来的。所以这个意义是你要自己去追寻去找寻的。那有时候啊，不要把我们自己的意义加注在别人的生命上，有时候我的意义跟你的意义是完全不同的。那这个师父最近不是最近啦，就是他最近的那个我们的禅杂志有一篇文章，不知道有没有人读到。So regarding the purpose, recently our latest Chan magazine, 师父 actually have an article about loss. Did any of you read about it? You did, okay. The one just came out. Yeah, the one just came out. 师父 actually talk about this topic. And I think the speaker before me talked about this topic, right? We're having this, the lost week, I guess. What 师父 say is also very interesting, that 师父 say life is, you know, we come to this life because we all have a mission. And when our mission is over, we leave to go on to the next mission. So what is that mission? In the book, 师父 say, you have to ask, what is your mission? 受恩跟还报，对。但是受什么恩还什么报，这个就是自己要去想嘛。对对，师父是说来就是受恩或还报，没错。或是来受业，就是你来这边不是因为乘愿而来，就是乘利而来，就是乘你业而来，看你是怎么为什么而来。但是为什么而来，这个是你要，那死的时候要去哪里，生从何来，死从何去，这个是大家都要去想的。So, 师父 also talk about missions. And losing our loved one in 师父's article is also, 师父 gave an analogy. It's like, we both are taking buses together. We're taking the trip together. Right? And when someone leaves you, it's like they get off the bus stop before, they get off first, and they're taking another bus to go somewhere else. Whereas you stay later for your next stop. So 师父 also gave that analogy. So sometime when you can have a broader view of life and death, then it helps us to deal with the life and death issues. Life and death issue. So purpose is very important. Remind yourself that grief will end. 这个我们这个过程啊一定会结束的，这个所以跟刚才讲说 you will get over 不太一样齁。那个过程会结束的，为什么会结束？因为无常。就是其实用佛法来讲就无常。不管一切都会过去的，的意思就是不管这个东西对你有多大的变化影响，因为生命是无常的，所以它总是会时间总是会慢慢过去的，总是会变的。So, the grief will end. One way or another, long or short, okay, and you will heal, naturally. You will heal naturally. Either it takes forever to heal, or you heal faster, depending on who you are. But you will heal in some way, in some form. You can heal in a nice way, or you can heal in a not so nice way. I mean, just like you have a cut. You know, your cut can heal nicely, or your cut can heal not so nicely, but you will heal. Sooner or later, right? In general. 然后那个 and another thing you should be careful while we're under grieving process is take care of your health. 所以这个另外一个需要注意的就是那个你的健康啊，所以我们说学佛要调身啊，所以这个也是一个调身的一个东西，就是说我们那个难过的时候，很多时候我们都不会注重自己的那个健康，而且因为我们压力会非常的大，有时候压力会非常的大，然后悲伤再加很多压力的时候，会让你的健康往下降，那个很多时候啊，你那个免疫力会很自然的往下降，所以健康要保持好，健康没保持好会让你整个过程更难过。 So health is important、while you're grieving, if you're also sick, it's just going to make things twice harder, right? Twice harder. And part of it relate to part of the health issue that you need to also watch out is food and water.Eat healthily. Okay. Be careful with food and drinks. If you don't eat, one thing we like to do when we're grieving is we don't eat right, we don't drink right. So it's pretty important to eat right and drink right. I think in Taiwanese tradition, sometime when we lost our loved one, we have eating vegetarian for 49 days.Right, we do that sometime, yeah. And I think it has its purpose. If you think about it, it's if eating vegetarian is a healthier way of living, then you know, it's something that help you. I mean, I personally ate 49 days for myself, and it's healthy for me because I lost like a nice 10 pounds, you know. I was probably one of my healthiest time in my life because I was drinking the same thing that cancer patient was drinking. Because, you know, the idea is like, why am I waiting to eat healthy until I get cancer? Maybe I should just eat healthy before I get my cancer. So it's like, that's the concept, right? So I was doing pretty well healthily. According to Taiwanese tradition, you should eat healthy and vegetarian for the 49 days. So I did that for myself, right? And after I come back to America, you know, everything changed again. So, I mean, you can, it's hard. 所以那个吃的健康啊也很重要，因为这个在人很悲伤的时候，通常都不太想吃，不太想喝，那这个会对你的健康有影响。Here are a few more. Talk about a person who is no longer in your life. Don't be shy about it. 就是有可以有机会跟人家讨论你失去的亲人的话，可以跟人家讨论，因为你不讨论变成一种逃避，逃避的话就是会让你卡在，我们刚才不是讲过吗，第一个阶段是不承认 denial， 所以会卡在不承认的阶段，所以学习去讲失去的亲人也是一种接受的方式，也是一种接受的方式。 So if you don't want to talk, not talking about the person that you lost sometime can prolong the denial stage, which you might get stuck. So that's why we say even though it's hard to talk about sometime, you know, that some pain will help you to deal with the loss. Take time to be alone. Earlier on we say don't isolate yourself. Isolation is a little bit different. Isolate means you just keep it to yourself all day long. You don't want to have any contact. Here is a little bit different. Take time to be alone means that sometimes you're bombarded with too many people around you, and you need time to sort of rest. Especially like right after you lost someone, a lot of funeral, everyone started showering you with attention. Sometimes you just need to sort of sit down and rest a little bit. 那有时候需要有独处的时间哦，这跟刚才我们讲孤立不太一样。孤立是好像一直都不想跟人见面，那独处是有时候我们失去亲人的时候啊。有很多不同的那个的人在你身旁跑来跑去进进出出，所以需要一点时间去那个独处一下。Another important thing is maintain a normal routine. Very important. If you can keep it normal, you keep it normal. Don't make any change and ask for help and let people help you.So these are all, those three things are also very important. Sometimes people like to do, for example, of changing routine is, let's say you and your husband go to the same, you and your husband come to Chan Center all the time. When your husband passed away, you decide not to come to Chan Center anymore. So that's a big change of your normal routine. So try not to do that. Try not to do that. Okay. 所以另外几件也是蛮重要, 就是尽量保持你平常在做的事情。 然后需要帮助的时候，不要就是去请人家帮助。 然后人家要给你帮助的时候, 尽量学习接受帮助。 尽量接受帮助。 Okay. Here are a few more things. Let me just go faster because we have a few more. 下面这几个也是蛮重要. So here are a few more things. I think that's helpful for some people. Keep journal, writing. And this is the same thing as sharing with somebody. When you write down your feelings or when you share your feelings, you get to see what's going on inside of you. In Chan practice, we meditate. When we meditate, we get to know our wandering thoughts flying around. That's one way to get to know ourselves. Another way to get to know yourself is just write out. Write it out, your feelings and ideas. That will help you to see your wandering thoughts on paper, which will give you some concept. Right? Again, avoid making important life changes. Don't like suddenly immigrate away. Like sometimes there's one friend I know. She lost her husband. After that, she decided to move to like a different side of the country. I mean, so like a major move or major decision. Don't try to make it right away. Try to give yourself time to reflect. Okay, and don't hurry. Don't hurry. Don't hurry the grief process. Okay, the more you try to hurry it, sometimes you actually delay it. So whatever emotion comes, let it be. Let it be. Remain your normal routine. Face whatever emotion that comes up. Right? Face it, accept it, deal with it, let it go. 所以有另外几件事就是可以试着把心情写下来，因为有时候我们把心情写下来的时候，可以让我们多了解自己，多了解自己在想什么。那就是跟刚才讲的类似，就是不要做一些很重要的那个 决定，在这个时候不要做太重要的决定，譬如说搬家啊，或是换工作啊，这种重要决定不要去做。那也不要去赶着让自己从悲伤走出来。有时候亲朋好友一直说要站起来，要站起来，自己这个是要自己慢慢来的，自己慢慢来的。重要的是，不管有什么来，我们就去面对它，不要去急着把它推掉。 那另外几样就是，提醒自己啊，这个虽然说伤痛悲失去是很悲伤的一件事情，但是它不会伤到你的，很难过，但是不会伤到你，所以要提醒自己，要提醒自己。然后有时候会退步，所谓的退步就是，哎，你以为你已经心情很好了，但是忽然又下降了，那有时候什么时候会下降呢？尤其是那个 周年的时候，或是不是满月了，那个就是忌日的时候啊，就是过年过节忌日，所谓我们所谓的 anniversary reaction 的时候，都是有时候情绪会出来的，所以情绪出来的时候也不要去逃避它，就是勇然的面对它，然后不要去假装什么事都没发生，然后尽量。 可以，那面对他的其中方式就是，可以讨论，可以把自己的心情讲出来，可以写出来。然后像我们有时很多时候都会有，如果有那个仪式嘛，很多时候我们亲人的时候一年一次有做一些，譬如说去扫墓的活动啊，还是什么的活，扫墓不是，那是清明节，但是会譬如说去上香啊，这些都是可以让我们去勇然面对这个失去的事情。 So several other things that you need to remember is grief won't harm you. Grief, the emotion is difficult, but it will not harm you. So you want to remind yourself that. And also expect to regress, meaning that you thought you're doing better, but you might suddenly go down to a deep you might dip down again. And usually they dip down or get worse during the anniversary time. So we call it anniversary reactions. You know, like a month after, or let's say it's New Year, Christmas, holiday time, or a year after. So all there are certain time in our life will remind us the loss again. But just face it and accept it. The final thing I want to say is how to help someone who's grieving. What are the things to say? What are things not to say? Here are several things. One, don't try to make people feel a certain way. When you try to help someone, don't try to make people feel a certain way. 第一个要帮助人，我们要怎么样帮助一个从悲伤走出来的？第一个就是不要让人家，不要告诉人家他们应该要怎么反应。 就是不要说你应该要站出来，你应该要站起来，你应该要快乐一点。所以 ，and don't reward people to act cheerfully. Don't reward people acting their old self, meaning that like when people try to act nothing, don't sort of like yeah, that's a good thing. Just let them if they're sad, let them be sad. If they're happy, let them be happy. Don't reward people to do that. Don't avoid them. I know sometimes it's hard for us to face people who's in grief, so we don't try to avoid them. And if they need to tell their story, let them tell their story again and again. One of my best friends, when he lost his wife, he told the story probably like 50 times. But we just let him keep saying it. Let people tell their own story. And recognize the unexpected. Okay, sometimes they might have certain behavior that's inappropriate, but just notice that it's part of the grieving process. People grieve very differently. People grieve very differently. 所以有几件事情要帮助我们要帮助你的亲，如果你的亲朋好友有失去亲人的话，或者是失去重要东西的时候，有几样事情就是要注意了。比如是第一个就是不要。 叫人家要怎么样，不要叫人家有某些的反应，就是不要，然后不要叫人家一定要走出来。就是如果人家很伤心的时候，不要只说你一定要走出来，你要走出来。人家伤心有他一定的过程，让人家自己慢慢来。那像我们中国人有时候失去一个人，第一句话我们讲的就是什么？节哀，顺变。节哀的意思就是 stop depression, stop being sad. And go along with the change. 中文讲话就是这样，节哀顺变。但是老外不会这样讲嘛。老外会说 "I'm sorry for your loss." Right? It's very different. 但节哀顺变是因为是我们的传统，所以我们当然不会照着字义去想，我们会把它当做是一个祝福的话这样。所以这个有时候是蛮有趣的这个翻译。然后不要逃，不要去那个逃避。如果人家失去亲人，也不要说不去避。 避着见面，不要去避着见面，不要去避着见面。然后，如果那个人需要一直讲他的损失的话，就是丧失或丧亲的话，让他去讲。然后再就是，有时候有些人的行为会不太一样，所以不要太压抑。如果有些不一样的行为，and what are the things not to say when people are grieving? Don't say things like this. Don't say things like, this is all based on our karma. Okay, as a Buddhist, please don't say that. I heard people say that before. I'm just telling you, don't say things like that. Or saying things like, you know, in Buddhism we say everything's emptiness. So, yes. 所以有些事情不要，我们失去亲人的时候不要去讲哦。 譬如说，这个都是因果、因缘、业报、共业，千万不要这样讲。那另外一个是，我们佛法说人什么都是空哦，所以这个也是空哦，师父这样讲嘛，本来没有我嘛，生死皆可怕嘛，对不对？所以你不要这样去这样安慰别人。<笑>我们佛法不是说色即是空，空即是色，对不对？色即是空，对。 对我来讲是一个智慧的表现。 比如说我们可以看到自己的苦烦恼，我们自己看到自己的烦恼是空性的话，这是一个智慧。那为什么空即是色呢？空即是色对我来讲是一个慈悲的表现。对你来讲是空，但对他来讲不是空啊，对他来讲是非常真实的。所以我为什么说色即是空，空即是色？但是我们通常是 opposite 啊，色即是空是给自己啊，啊不是给别人啊。啊，你很烦恼啊，那没什么。那空即是色是给自己啊，哦，我自己的烦恼是很真实的，所以我们常常是 opposite。So this is something you want to pay attention to. Now, I think my time is up, right? My time is pretty much up. Everything has a beginning and, oh, 再给我五分钟啊，哇 I get to bargain, you see? I'm in denial and now I'm in bargaining stage. Can I have 5 more minutes? Well, you know what? I'm just going to skip to the last part.There are some risk factors. Risk factors means that there are some people are more likely to get worse. Not only that they will be grieving, but from grief they will develop into, let's say, major depression. So there are some people who have more risk factors than the other. Now, there are several risk factors. Now, 我们所谓的危险因子就是有些人啊大部分都是会正常的走出悲伤，但是有些人他们会很难走出悲伤，因为他本身有一些所谓的危险因子。危险的因子就是说他那个悲伤会变得复杂化，或会产生比如说其他的一些忧郁症啊恐惧症。那第一有几个，第一个就是他们本身已经有那个忧郁症，譬如说以前就有过忧郁症，那这个会对他们比较困难。第二个就是他没有一个好的那个社交支社会支持social support， 就是没有一个好的一个支持，家人跟朋友的支持，这个也是会比较复杂化。那譬如说本身有酗酒啊饮毒吸毒的倾向，这也会让事情复杂化。 So there are most people will heal fine, but there are certain people they might not do so well. For example, they already had depression from the past, that might not help, that make things harder. People who lack social support, that will make things harder. And sometimes they have drug abuse or drug addiction, that will make things harder. So those are some of the risk factors. Okay. Also, if they have dysfunctional family background, that might make things harder. Okay. So these are some of the things that people will have a harder time deal with grief. Now, how to know when someone really needs help, especially professional help?Most of us don't need it. But in general, I mean, I have a long list, but in general, this is something you will pay attention to. When someone has thoughts of suicide continuously, or when they become very isolated continuously. Now, periodically is okay, but the key concept is that when things are getting just worse and worse and worse, after 6 months,and still getting worse and worse and worse, that is something that you pay attention to. It might get very bad, but if slowly things get a little bit better, then that's sort of the right trend. But when things just getting worse and worse and worse and worse, more isolated, less healthy, even more depressed, and just getting worse and worse, that's something that you want to, may want to refer them to more professional help. So these are sort of the basic concept here. 我有翻到吗？那个有什么时候是需要给那个有些人，因为他们本身危险因子比较高，所以他们可能会比较需要那个专业的帮助。那有其中最重要的一个概念就是，如果他们的症状是越来越严重，越来越严重，而不是越来越好的话，譬如说六个月之后他们还是不只是他们原本是只是这么伤心，然后六个月之后变得更伤心，然后一直有自杀的念头啊，譬如说然后更严重的是还有幻听幻觉的时候，这些都是可能需要寻求专业的帮助这样子。所以这个 这个是一个可以去 pay attention 的一个东西。那当然我们今天主要几个重点，就是我今天讲了主要三个重点。第一个重点就是什么是那个 grief， 什么是 grief， 那 grief 的心理反应，悲伤的心理反应有哪些。那第二个重点是有什么我们可以做让自己从悲伤走出来。那第三个重点是怎么样帮助有你旁边的人，如果有悲伤的话怎么样帮助他们。 So basically we covered three points today. First point, what are grief and what are the common reaction. Second thing is what are the things you can do to get to heal. And the third thing is how to help people who are going through the same process. So thank you very much for having me today. 谢谢大家的耐心来听我演讲。